New attention is being focused on stem cell research. The Bush administration is re-examining whether federal money may be spent on what scientists say is a promising avenue of medical research. Stem cells have the unique ability to turn into any kind of cell in the body. As a result, scientists believe stem cells have the potential to cure certain diseases, repair failing organs, or even be used to build new ones. Stem cells are most readily found in human embryos. But this has made their use controversial. Federal money may not be used for research on human embryos or on stem cells from human embryos. Federal dollars may be used to study stem cells from adults, though it's uncertain whether they behave in the same way as embryonic cells. Tony Mazzacci is a lobbyist for the Association of American Medical Colleges, and Alta Shero is professor of law and bioethics at the University of Wisconsin. Mazzacci believes that experiments with stem cells could lead to treatments for a wide variety of diseases.
Stem cells, for example, might replenish bone marrow for treating cancer and other diseases, pancreatic cells for alleviating diabetes, neuronal cells for Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, and other brain and spinal cord disorders. But a lot of basic questions remain unanswered, and clinical therapies are really highly experimental at this point.
And ethical questions too, Ms. Sherrill, right?
Yes, primarily because of the sources of the stem cells. There are ethical questions surrounding so-called adult stem cells, but certainly the controversy is focused on stem cells that are retrieved from aborted fetuses and from embryos, yes.
How much of the arguments on the issue are about the future, about what could be done or might be done with stem cell research rather than what is currently happening?
Certainly the therapies that Tony Mazzacci was outlining are still in the experimental stage. We've not even begun clinical trials with the embryonic and fetal source stem cells for these particular disorders, but most observers think that those kinds of clinical trials could reasonably begin in a 5 to 10 year framework. So it's neither science fiction nor here today.
I agree. One of the great conundrums here is to try to convey to the public the excitement that researchers feel about stem cell research without offering false hopes of quick cures. But the scientists I talk to, especially at medical schools and teaching hospitals, are as excited about stem cell research as they've been about any research finding, at least in my generation.
So all the feeling about the future is positive? There's no fear about what might be done with this ability?
You know, occasionally you see pieces, for example, by Leon Cass out of the University of Chicago, talking about how unwise it is for us to be looking at a therapy that essentially allows for the regeneration of organs, the regrowing of heart muscle, the regrowing of brain tissue, of burnt skin, etc., because it's unwise for us to think about trying to extend our lives. I think this is a minority viewpoint in that most people are quite comfortable with the idea of extending our lifespans if we can do it in good health and with good functioning.
Are there also further questions of just what the government's role should be in regulating this research?
Absolutely. For several years, the annual appropriations bill for the National Institutes of Health has contained language prohibiting federal funding for human embryo research. In early 1999, the General Counsel of the Department of Health and Human Services issued a legal opinion saying that the prohibition did not apply to human stem cell research, mainly because such cells were not considered human embryos under the statutory definition. When Bush took office, he asked for a new legal review, and at this point, the administration is still considering the issue and has promised a decision sometime in early July.
One of the things that we need to keep in mind is the construction of the current Congress. There are neither enough votes in the Congress to authorize federal funding for all aspects of human embryo research, nor are there enough votes to prohibit all aspects of research. The one exception would be where embryos are actually created specifically so that they can then be used as a source for stem cells. And so we're left in a very odd position in which we fight only over the issue of federal financing. But even very staunch right-to-life Republicans like Orrin Hatch from Utah and Strom Thurmond from South Carolina have come out in favor of federal funding for stem cell research because it does not increase the number of abortions. It does not increase the number of embryos that would otherwise be discarded at the end of infertility treatments. So what we're beginning to see is a fight within the Congress, within the Republican Party, and even within the White House over whether it is more important to maintain a distance from embryonic stem cell research simply because of its association with the issue of abortion, or whether it's more important to be answering the real needs of constituents. And it does offer the possibility of significant, huge advances in clinical treatment for people with really terrible diseases.
I agree. It's important for the public to understand that this research is going to go forward. By funding the research itself rather than leaving the funding to private organizations and individuals is probably our best assurance that high-quality research will be performed with the greatest dignity and moral responsibility.
If there are anti-abortion Republican members of Congress supporting this research, then what sort of pressures is the White House under?
Tremendous pressure. I think Secretary Thompson made it clear that if the decision was up to him, he would let federal funding of stem cell research go forward. There are other forces within the White House that have made it clear that they think it would be a political mistake for fear that it would alienate the Catholic base. So it is a political battle within the White House and within the Department of Health and Human Services.
Ms. Sherrill?
Well, I think that Tony Buzzacci is quite correct when he talks about the kinds of constituencies you have to be looking at. So that nervousness about this issue is enormous when you're talking about looking at something that might offend part of that base. The surveys indeed do tend to show great public support, but as we all know with surveys, one of the discomforts is how much of that reaction is dependent upon the precise phrasing of the question. So from a politician's point of view, you want to be very cautious if you're talking about alienating any of your key constituencies, whether it's the church, the Latino vote, the organized right to life movement, which has been very good at bringing out the vote. At the same time, if you look at the array of forces that are supporting this funding, you see major disease groups representing juvenile diabetes and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and Lou Gehrig's disease. You see the organized scientific community. You see the organized medical community. Unfortunately, you don't find the kind of constituency that is as directly relevant to your next election.
The medical community is fairly united on the issue. However, it's not unanimous. It's important to point out that there are five Catholic medical schools, and there are others in the medical school community that don't share this view.
So what's Secretary Thompson going to announce?
I would predict that the administration is going to announce that having done a new legal review of the underlying legislation that prohibits federal funding for research on human embryos themselves, that regrettably, they understand that legislation to preclude funding research on stem cells that have been derived from human embryos, and that therefore their hands are tied. And that because of this regrettable turn of events, they are going to put in a tremendous amount of money on alternative sources from other kinds of adult tissue in the hope that these will rapidly progress to becoming satisfactory alternatives with promise that equals that of embryonic and fetal sources.
I think that may well be true. I'm very hopeful that with the education effort that's been underway, that the administration will see the light and allow federal funding of stem cell research to go forward.
Tony Buzzacci is Associate Vice President of the Association of American Medical Colleges. Alta Sherrill is a professor of law and bioethics at the University of Wisconsin.